Okay, we're going to continue. Now we're on with the two dots on the bottom of Chaf Dalet and Beis. Amar Rav Huna said, "Haisa taliso chaguro lo al masnav, muter likros kriyashma." If your cloak is around your hips, and this is classically what we think of a vegartel to solve the problem of libo rosa erva. So if he says, if you have your blanket or your cloak or whatever is your garment tied around your hip, then you're good. Then you could say Kriya Shema. That's the point at which you should, that's when you're permitted to say Kriya Shema. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a similar brisa that says, Haisa taliso shal beged vishel or vishel sak chagura masnav mutru kros Kriya Shema. If you have a garment of some kind of cloth or leather or sock, like loincloth, sackcloth. So then it's mutter to say Kriya Shema. Aval tefila, but the standard is a little higher for tefila. Ad shiyichase es libo. There you actually have to cover your chest, your torso. Vam Rav Huna said, shachach v'nichnas betfilin lebeis hakisei. So let's say you're wearing tefillin and you just are not paying attention and you ended up going into the bathroom with your tefillin on you without having taken them off. So what should you do? He says, cover your tefillin with your hand ad sheyigmor until you finish doing what you need to do in the bathroom. So Gemara says, ad sheyigmor salkataitav, is that possible to imagine that what he says is that Rav Huna said you should actually finish up what you were doing, you should stay there with your tefillin on. El kedam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ad sheyigmar amud rishon, until you complete the first kind of part by which you could stop going to the bathroom. So the Gemara says v'lifsok li'alter v'leikum. So the Gemara says, why? What are we giving you any leeway to kind of wait until the first natural point at which you could stop, go to the bathroom? You should have to stop immediately. You realize you're wearing your tefillin, just like cut everything off, stop immediately. The Gemara answers, Mishum, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Amud Hachozer, Mevi Esa'adam Yidei Hadrekon. He says that if you... if you kind of force yourself to stop going to the bathroom very suddenly, it's going to cause this disease called hadrakun. Rashi says choli hamatseva zakar, some kind of bad gastrointestinal disease. Silon hachozer, and similarly, if you stop going to the bathroom, urinated very, very suddenly, maybe as adam we de yerekon, it causes jaundice, it causes yellowness. And so basically what we're saying is, if you find yourself in this situation, you should stop at the earliest healthy time. Don't like completely stop suddenly. You should stop at the earliest healthy time, and in the meantime, cover up the tefillin until you can get to that point. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It requires being adept. It requires creativity. It could be that maybe they're saying put a cloth over the tefillin and cover it with your short sleeve or something like that. You also have two hands, you know, so two hands is enough. Itmar, the Gemara says, Itmar, Tsoa al Bisaro o Yodo Munachas Bebe Sakise. If you have Tsoa, some kind of excrement on your skin, or yado munachas bebeisakise, your hand is in the beisakise, is in the bathroom. Rav Huna amar mutter kros Kriya Shema. Rav Huna says that's not going to stop you from saying Kriya Shema. You can still say Kriya Shema even though you're a little dirty or part of your body is sticking into the bathroom. Rav Chista amar asur kros Kriya Shema. Rav Chista says no, absolutely not. You can't say Kriya Shema. Amar Rav, in my time with Rav Huna, why does Rav Huna allow you to say Kriya Shema in these circumstances? D'chsiv kol neshama tahalel yah. The pasuk says that all my body should praise Hashem. So even if a part of your body is kind of unable to praise Hashem because it's dirty or because it's sticking in the Beis HaKiseh, but your whole body praises Hashem, so the other parts of your body are free to praise Hashem. Rav Chista Amar Asur Kros Kriya Shema. My time with Rav Chista. Why does he say you shouldn't say Kriya Shema under these circumstances? Dichsiv Kolatz Mosay Tomarna Hashem Mikamocha. Because Rav Chista says the pasuk says all of your limbs, every part of your body should praise Hashem. And so, if any part of your body is now unable to praise Hashem because it's dirty or because it's in the Beis HaKiseh, that stops you from saying Kriya Shema. Okay, we'll stop there. Shkayach.